It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our look at Pittsburgh's changing relationship with technology continues in this segment as we hear from developers of mobile applications. From health and wellness to mobile banking and tourism, Pittsburgh is rich with companies looking to expand their model onto smartphones and tablets. We begin with iAgnosis CEO Dave Zinn, whose business has created a mobile application for dermatology clients called Dermatologist On Call.
Our company is a digital dermatology provider. We have a robust platform where we are a conduit between patients and doctors, providing dermatology services online. Demand for dermatology is very strong, and there's long wait times. If you try to book an appointment in many parts of the country, you can wait 2 to 4 months to get a dermatology appointment. So the need that we're solving is immediate access and convenience for the patient. So rather than making an appointment to go in and see the dermatologist, you can use our platform to have an online visit, which can be turned around by the doctor within 24 hours. Virtual medicine, which is how it's described kind of overall in the industry, is a fast-growing industry. It's a way to reduce costs. It's a way to give the consumer choice. So I think you're going to see more and more companies such as ourselves or other providers who are trying to make a mobile or a digital experience for their patients. This is not to replace your annual visit to a dermatologist, but this is just another way to engage a dermatologist, and it's a way for the dermatologist and the patient to have more touch points.
My name is Jackie Vesey. I am a partner at Tagalong Tour. There are 6 walking tours of Pittsburgh on there right now. And you can explore them. You can look at photos and descriptions of tour points along the way and see what a community is about and walk through it and learn about it. You can do it in the app, but you can also do it in person. And we obviously encourage people to walk around and explore neighborhoods. I think we're filling a need to integrate the technology that we all have in our hands that we're walking around with and using all the time. And this need to find out what a place is about. I think over the years, we've kind of been separated from cities, and we're coming back to cities, and we're trying to figure out, what do we love about cities? What do we love about the place where we grew up? And what do we love about traveling and exploring other places and exploring how other people live their lives and build their communities? And I think the intersection of those two ideas of technology and place, that's where we're coming together and filling that need.
My name is Julie Downs. I'm a professor here in the Department of Social and Decision Sciences at Carnegie Mellon, and I study how people make decisions about risk and a lot of it about health. And so one of the topics I've looked at a lot over time is adolescent sexual behavior, and especially in attempts to try to help adolescents make better decisions and avoid some of the negative outcomes that can come along with sexual behavior. So we made this interactive video called 17 Days. It's based on some research that we did with adolescent girls, and most of the research was done in the Pittsburgh area. And we found out a lot about how teenage girls make decisions about sex, and we created this video to try to sort of intervene in the places where maybe they're not engaging in the best decision making, maybe where they're not getting the kind of outcomes that they want. Having something that's more easily distributed. And this way is something that a teenager could just get on her own, or a parent could get for their teenager if they were interested. And it just makes it a lot more accessible. It's free. They can just download it. They can just watch it. It's very easy. It removes a lot of the barriers to getting it, getting access to it, paying for it, all that kind of thing. There's no substitute for the kind of personal interaction with an instructor and with classmates, and there's a lot of domains in which that's going to be really helpful. That's what really makes education work, and so that doesn't need to go away, but this sort of individualized content and individualized interaction can really work in parallel with a kind of group interaction, and both of them together can create something that's going to be better than either one on its own.
Phil Anderson, the No Waits Director of Consumer Product Management. When you think about the most valuable assets you have in your life, the one thing you can't get back, it's not money, it's not possessions, it's your time. And so No Waits' goal is to give you your time back. In 2010, the founder of the company, Rob Meyer, was in San Francisco for brunch. And if you've ever been in San Francisco brunch, there's basically these long lines that go around the block, like a 1930s soup kitchen. And he was thinking, this is the tech epicenter of the world. how do we not have a better solution for this? And so he came up with the No8 app. You know, instead of waiting in that line, we want you to be able to save your time and wait where you want to wait. So the way the No8 app works is you download the free app from your smartphone. You see a list of restaurants nearby and their wait times. So it gives you this transparency about how long the waits are going to be. Say there's an hour wait at your favorite restaurant, you can get in line. And then you show up in an hour and your table's magically ready. So I'd love to tell the story of two restaurants in Pittsburgh. So one of my favorite restaurants is Point Bruges, which is like a small Belgian-themed neighborhood restaurant. And every time you go there, you show up and they say it's a two-hour wait. And you have to wait for them to physically call your name. And so you kind of stand awkwardly around the host stand, or maybe you're hovering over someone's table, like, you know, spitting in their muscles or whatever. And you see people get sat in front of you and you get kind of jealous. You're like, hold on, wait, I was here before them. And so, like, you know, by the time you finally sit down 2 hours later, the food is still amazing, but you're like soured. You're like, you've had all the emotions of suspicion and jealousy and anger and you're hangry. And so it just kind of ruins the dining experience. Where you contrast that with one of my other favorite restaurants, which has no wait, Burgatory. Often goes on a 2-3 hour wait on weekdays. But the nice thing is I can just open up the app when I'm coming home from work, put my family in line, watch a TV show, have a drink, run some errands. And then I show up and the restaurant's benefited because I didn't just leave when I heard a 3 hour wait. So they're getting more customers. And then I've benefited because I can do what I want with my time. It's a new type of dining experience we're building here. It's not a reservation. It's not a call ahead. It's no wait. And so it's great hearing people like, I want to go no wait at that restaurant.
I'm Dee Barker. I'm the CEO of Better Body Image Incorporated, and our mission is to help people stay focused on their health and wellness goals. So the reason I came up with the Better Body Image mobile application is because that is how I deliver the concept that I use successfully for 30 years to keep people focused on their health and wellness goals. So we wanted to digitalize that and reach a broader audience. So it's a delivery system of the concept. I knew as a trainer that if I could show them results in a short period of time, that the likelihood of that individual staying with it and changing their behavior was much greater. So that's how the app works. You download the Better Body Image, and then you do a self-evaluation, just like I would be doing an evaluation with you. And then you take a picture of yourself. And then that picture is then transformed into how you will look when you reach your first six-week goal. So the unique thing about it being a mobile application is, first of all, anybody can have it. Most people would rather leave their home without their wallet than without their cell phone. So that's why we decided to do it on a mobile application. And it's visual, so you can look at it. And it's accessible to anybody in any economic bracket. People really need to take control of their own health. In many cases, healthcare costs have been drastically cut in a lot of businesses. So this is where the system has to go. We have to be able to communicate with all walks of life. And the way that we're going to do that is through mobile communication.
My name is Tom Trebolcock, and I'm part of PNC's digital team, and I'm responsible for mobile and emerging payments. Well, mobile banking actually dates back to 2008 and 2009 for PNC. We got into mobile banking not necessarily because there was customer demand at the time, but the technology permitted it. So we're trying to sort of skate where the puck goes and be where customers expect us to be at the time that's most relevant. We're using it as a means to actually get more customers engaged in the sort of their own banking and financial lives. So, you know, rather than relying on a branch visit or even on a PC or a laptop, many of us carry these supercomputers in our pockets today, and we have access to our information, at the click of a few buttons or press of a few thumbprints. So it's really, as the name would suggest, mobile banking travels with you. Everything is moving to digital, actually. The decline of physical currency is accelerating as, customers, younger customers, become older customers, frankly. Transactions are being transformed by the technology that PNC is embracing.
I'm Christopher Evans, and I'm Vice President of Sales and Marketing for a company here in the Pittsburgh area called Xavier. And our company is a technology company. Specifically software development, applications, and web and mobile type products, as well as big data integration. It's a really exciting time to be in the software world, in particular with the concept that we're working on for connecting cities. At Savvier, we happen to have a suite of proprietary products. One of them is an application for use in museums and zoos and centers and places of interest that engage users, visitors to these types of places to interact with exhibits. For example, in a zoo setting, to learn more about giraffes or the animals. And for the zoo or the museum, to have a better understanding of who's visiting their facilities, why they're visiting, what they're most interested in, and quite frankly, how can you serve them more? So that's led to, and the product is called Tour Explore. It's currently, where our very first client is here in the Pittsburgh area. It's Carnegie Science Center. And it's really exciting as we begin to deploy this product because it's going to change the way that people visit the center. What I mean by that is, rather than just a static experience with one of their exhibits, people that visit the center are going to have an opportunity to learn more about the subject that they're studying or learning from. The center is going to be able to actually measure how much people are retaining, especially students who are, make up a big percentage of their population of who visits there, which is going to help the Carnegie Science Center and all of the Carnegie museums do a better job of going after STEM funding, right, and proving that kids are learning, which is so important and one of the key reasons they exist. Beyond learning, it's also a way to interact different with various types of visitors. For example, an aspect of ADA compliance for elderly folks or handicapped folks that may not be able to partake in all of the center's wonderful opportunities like the submarine. For obvious reason, they would be limited with access to that. But through this application, we're going to have a 360-degree view of the submarine. So you're actually like you are inside. Other aspects of it are a little less visible to a guest of the center, but will really help the organization do a better job of managing the day-to-day operations. What I mean by that is the application is twofold. There's a mobile experience that you or I would use, or any guest of the center, and there's a back office application that helps them connect to their point of sale systems and their membership systems, and what we would call in the corporate world enterprise systems, really the guts, the software that runs the business, runs the organization. Why that's important is they'll be able to tailor their programs in new ways to better serve the wants and needs of the people that come there. But what it really represents for cities is a huge opportunity to do more wise decisions on city planning, on how merchants can do a better job, more cost-effectively, of using their marketing dollars and their messaging and their services and tailoring products and services to what people want. Really, that's the future, is making things that customers tell you that they want, while at the same time using your own innovative techniques and strategies and proprietary technologies or ideas to make it exciting. But it really is the future because what we're talking about is one-to-one personalized experiences. And it's happening now. It's happening, and cities all over are looking for the best ways to tailor these experiences. But between you and me, I think we're really one of the very first that have a lot of these frameworks already in place.
Full interviews with the developers you heard in this hour will be available on our website, wesa.fm. Coming up, a preview of the podcast Nanograms with its creator, 90.5 WESA Morning Edition host Josh Rollerson. This is Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.